Father, give us faith and willingness to pray as Mary did so long before us. May it be to me according to your word. Amen. We're called by love to live in a house of yes, to live a life of yes, as Mary did, as Jesus did. Yesterday we talked about the simplicity in her response. She started in the simplistic place. She heard the call. It got complicated. Sound like familiar turf to you? Got complicated, but she moved to a place of simplicity and said, yes, may it be to me according to your word. And then she did something pretty unusual, it seems to me. She packed and went off to see her older cousin Elizabeth immediately. The visitation of Mary to Elizabeth is such a joyful encounter. Think of all the joy that's going on here. Surely they've been together for many joyous family occasions, weddings perhaps, any occasion of celebration, they would have shared joy together. Now they're experiencing the joy of pregnancy, one in her barrenness and the other in her virginity. Talk about contrasts, Jessica. I mean, there is no sharper contrast than a woman who is way up in years in her barrenness having the joy again of pregnancy, or a virgin intimidated by what this might mean. The verse of scripture that pops into my mind every time I read this narrative is Jeremiah 31:13. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both the young and the old together. And here we have the young and the old together rejoicing in the dance. And God, for all of us, God is always looking to sow his seed where there is receptive soil. Be it the receptive soil of someone old in their barrenness, or the receptive soil of a young, innocent, naive virgin. Elizabeth must have felt like the soil of her soul, like the soil of her body, was dry, like dust. Some of us might be in that place. Maybe you're in a dry place. I've certainly been there. Mary's soil was more like a verdant garden. And it strikes me that there are at least three significant gardens. There are probably a lot more, but three significant garden stories in the scriptures. Eden, at the beginning. Maybe you're living in an Eden place. Maybe it's full of joy, full of lush flora, fruit, clear running water. And then there came a garden later of agony, Gethsemane. Some of us may be living there, going through an agony that we can hardly figure out how to give verbiage to, give words to share with someone else. And then eventually there was the garden of despair, the garden tomb. Three significant gardens. You might be despairing. Doubtless, with this many people gathered somewhere, some of us are despairing. Some having moved beyond agony to just despair. But wherever we are, God comes to us there, in the dry, dusty soil of our dry places, in the verdant gardens of our Edens, in the garden of our agony and horror, and in the garden of our despair. The sower is still sowing to each of us, whatever our soil is, whatever our condition, whether we're like Elizabeth in her barrenness or Mary in her virginity. If you're in a dry place, perhaps you need to break up that fallow ground. Maybe water it with some of your own tears and share with others so that they can water it with their tears as well. invite the Lord to pour in the water of life. Whatever our situation, let us emulate Mary's and Elizabeth's receptivity. Receptivity. And receive gratefully and courageously whatever it is the Lord is bringing to us, and say yes to his calling. Yes to entering into the kenosis of the Lord Jesus, the kenosis of his virgin mother. Empty ourselves with yes, yes, yes.